Today's healing message topic is God's government. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Bible. Job. Shall even he that hateth right govern? And wilt thou condemn him that is most just? Isaiah. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. The joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden, and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him a quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And I will clothe him with my robe and strengthen him with thy girdle, and I will commit thy government into his hand, and he shall be the father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Psalms. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Luke. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground, and sprang up and bare fruit an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him, saying, What might this parable be? And he said, Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth, and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which, in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. Philippians. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. And from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. Heaven, harmony, the reign of spirit, government by divine principle. The term science, properly understood, refers only to the laws of God and to his government of the universe, inclusive of man. From this, it follows that businessmen and cultured scholars have found that Christian Science enhances their endurance and mental powers, enlarges their perception of character, gives them acuteness and comprehensiveness, and an ability to exceed their ordinary capacity. Reflecting God's government, man is self-governed. The belief that one man, as spirit, can control another man, as matter, upsets both the individuality and the science of man, for man is image. God controls man, and God is the only spirit. Any other control or attraction of so-called spirit is a mortal belief which ought to be known by its fruit, the repetition of evil. Spirit is not materially tangible. How then can it communicate with man through electric material effects? How can the majesty and omnipotence of spirit be lost? God is not in the medley where matter cares for matter, where spiritism makes many gods, and hypnotism and electricity are claimed to be the agents of God's government. Spirit blesses man, but man cannot tell whence it cometh. We must not attribute more and more intelligence to matter, but less and less, if we would be wise and healthy. The divine mind which forms the bud and blossom will care for the human body, even as it clothes the lily. But let no mortal interfere with God's government by thrusting in the laws of erring human concepts. Divine science reveals the necessity of sufficient suffering, either here or after death, to quench the love of sin. To remit the penalty due for sin would be for truth to pardon error. Escape from punishment is not in accordance with God's government, since justice is the handmaid of mercy. Disease is not an intelligence to dispute the empire of mind, or to dethrone mind, or take the government into its own hands. Such power, without the divine permission, is inconceivable. And if such a power could be divinely directed, it would manifest less wisdom than we usually find displayed in human governments. Whatever enslaves man is opposed to the divine government. Truth makes man free. If a child is exposed to contagion or infection, the mother is frightened and says, "My child will be sick." The law of mortal mind and her own fears govern her child more than the child's mind governs itself, and they produce the very results which might have been prevented through the opposite understanding. We should master fear instead of cultivating it. It was the ignorance of our forefathers in the departments of knowledge now broadcast in the earth that made them hardier than our trained physiologists, more honest than our sleek politicians. Mind is the master of the corporeal senses and can conquer sickness, sin, and death. Exercise this God-given authority. Take possession of your body and govern its feeling and action. Rise in the strength of spirit to resist all that is unlike good. God has made man capable of this, and nothing can vitiate the ability and power divinely bestowed on man. The Eastern empires and nations owe their false government to the misconceptions of deity there prevalent. Tyranny, intolerance, and bloodshed, wherever found, arise from the belief that the infinite is formed after the pattern of mortal personality, passion, and impulse. Christian Science goes to the bottom of mental action and reveals the theodicy which indicates the rightness of all divine action and the emanation of divine mind, and the consequent wrongness of the opposite so-called action, evil, occultism, necromancy, mesmerism, animal magnetism, hypnotism. Mortals have a very imperfect sense of the spiritual man and of the infinite range of his thought. To him belongs eternal life, never born and never dying. It were impossible for man, under the government of God and eternal science, to fall from his high estate. Like our nation, Christian Science has its Declaration of Independence. God has endowed man with unalienable rights, among which are self-government, reason, and conscience. Man is properly self-governed only when he is guided rightly and governed by his Maker, divine truth, and love. Man's rights are invaded when the divine order is interfered with, and the mental trespasser incurs the divine penalty due for his crime. Truth brings the elements of liberty. On its banner is the soul-inspired motto, "Slavery is abolished." The power of God brings deliverance to the captive. Astronomical order imitates the action of divine principle and the universe, the reflection of God, and is thus brought nearer the spiritual fact and is allied to divine science as displayed in the everlasting government of the universe. Truth, not error, love, not hate, spirit, not matter, governs man. This concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting. Now, we'll begin the meditation and prayer portion of the meeting by listening to an instrumental version of In This Very Room. Let's pray in silence for a few moments, then join together in praying aloud the Lord's Prayer. This will be followed by a musical expression of the Lord's Prayer. And together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.